anything. Look what I started. I shouldn't have tried something new. I should have stayed in the house, watched cartoons with a double-sized bowl of Cheerios. Should have stayed in my room. Stayed in my head. Dad, I guess I'm going to the hardware store. Want to come? The hardware store. 7 acres of unshaven men and bright-eyed women in search of the perfect screwdriver, weed killer, volcanic gas grills. Noise, lights, kids running down the aisle with hatchets and axes and saw blades, people fighting about the right color to paint the bathroom. No, thank you. I shake my head. I pick up the rake and start making the dead leaf pile neater. A blister pops and stains the rake handle like a tear. Dad nods and walks to the Jeep, keys jangling in his fingers. A mockingbird lands on a low oak branch and scolds me. I rake the leaves out of my throat. Me. Can you buy some seeds? Flower seeds?
I love that quote. I rake the leaves out of my throat. Melinda hasn't spoken to her father in a long time. By using this image, she's showing us how hard it is to speak to him. This scene shows us that Melinda is feeling a little better. She's taking small steps, like doing yard work, and talking to her father. She even asked for flower seeds. I think that represents something important for Melinda. Hope. She's starting to see that maybe something can grow out of all this mess. Okay, we're at the next section on page 168. Fault.
Fault. Our gym teacher, Ms. Connors, is teaching us to play tennis. Tennis is the only sport that comes close to not being a total waste of time. Basketball would be great if all you had to do was shoot foul shots, but most of the time you're on the court with 9 other people bumping and shoving and running way.